joy is associated with gladness, which can be a wonderful habit-forming inclination of the heart, much more than being happy. From God's perspective, joy doesn't have sharp rises and falls like a sine wave, but is always on the slow, steady rise, and it persists. Joy, as a fruit of the Spirit, is the melody of an illuminated heart, a brilliant gladness with a shout in the middle of our fundamental makeup. See, I think that's really good too, and we miss this kind of stuff. Listen, joy, as a fruit of the Spirit, is the melody of an illuminated heart, a brilliant gladness with a shout in the middle of our fundamental makeup. With joy comes light. And the root Hebrew word for light, as used in Esther 8:16, is an action verb meaning to be illuminated. The picture is one of head and heart being connected by our purposeful choice, which to me means choosing Jesus. When that happens, there is illumination, making us to be bright. Rejoicing is the root word of joy. Those with joy have an illuminated heart, God light at their center. Joy is tied to gladness in Esther 8:16, expressing a shout in gladness, not just being happy, but more exhilarating brightness and the dancing fire of rejoicing. The opposite of hard-breathing conflict, sighing grief, struggle, and trouble. With wind and fire, we have joy and gladness in the Holy Spirit, who comes to us with a melody in His glad heart, making us passionate to rejoice, regardless of our circumstances. Even when the sky is dark, those in the fellowship of the saints have a naturally occurring brightness and singing, which always finds a way to rise in their heart. As self-control is one bookend to the fruit of the Spirit, love is the other, the God glue that sticks it all together. The love of God, as demonstrated by Jesus, is the crown of everything and has everything to do with everything. His love is universe-changing, demon-defeating, earth-repolarizing, disease-healing, and relationship-repairing. Jesus is love, and love is the answer of all answers, both noun and verb altogether. Love healed the sick and lame. Love raised the dead. Love was kind to the desperate and the leprous, and gave His face to mankind, looking us right in the eyes for the first time ever. The Father, Aleph, sent His Son, Bet, and by means of the Holy Spirit, Gimel, makes appeal to the poor and needy to receive the love of God. Love literally is not bound by law, but is free to walk in and out, filled to running over with divine grace and holiness. And right in the middle, in the belly of the Word, is a prayerful rainbow. Love girds us with the sword of the Spirit, and decides it is fitting to be generous, to run after the poor. It is uninterrupted and thrives in perpetual faithfulness. As a fruit of the Spirit, love is about character and action, as is the heart of the Father about character and action. Love's intent of grace makes opportunity for those who have wandered off to come home. It is the motivation of love to lift the burden of those who hoist the white flag of surrender, and persuade those who have not yet abdicated their fortifications to come home singing the songs of returning to God. Here so ends the review of the 9 fruits of the Spirit, each one having its own branches which represent the righteous character of the Lord, who is the most extraordinary, the one and only Savior of mankind. Think about it.